Thank you. I just wanted to add a few comments on this, which is that these advances are being developed in the context of a much more enlightened public understanding of the role of engineering in society, or science and technology in general. And therefore, we've been very interested in exploring the public policy implications of focusing on these grand challenges. And I just wanted to highlight three of these. The first is the fact that this idea is being developed in the context of a globalized world. Even though the proposals are being developed in the United States, the challenges themselves that humanity faces are global in character. If you take, say, the current debates on global warming, that any technological solutions that are developed to address those problems have to be addressed in the context of a global community rather than just national initiatives. And therefore, we think that these technologies provide, or these proposals provide, a basis for enhanced international cooperation in addressing global issues. That's one area that we think, in terms of public policy concerns, are related. We need to think carefully about. I think the debate on advances in genetics, especially in regard to genetically modified foods, have clearly indicated that, assured us that you cannot only address these as national issues, especially where the products have a global appeal. The second area that I think it's equally important is thinking about the public perceptions in terms of how society responds to new technologies. Again, we've seen major debates, especially around nanotechnology, that indicate that when we are developing new technologies, we need to take into account how the public might react to those new technologies, and that's an area that we're particularly very interested in. And finally, the critical role of engineering in promoting human welfare in the developing countries. This is a very, very specific area, particularly in regard to Africa and areas like infrastructure development, for example. This is an area that's linked to the first point about the globalization of engineering capabilities. But it's a very specific area on how to include countries that have previously been excluded from the benefits of advances in the engineering sciences. Those are three areas that I think that, in terms of a global public policy debate, we are likely to see a greater interest in a better understanding of how advances in the technical fields relate to societal factors. In this case, the point about global inclusion, secondly, public perceptions of new technologies, and thirdly, how to address issues related to those countries that have previously been excluded from technology, mostly the poorest of the developing world. I just wanted to highlight those as a kind of policy questions that we expect will emerge as we continue to discuss these challenges. I have sensed, just on the basis of discussions with colleagues around the world, that we are going to see, in fact, other countries emulate this report and start to develop kind of follow-up reports as well. And I think that as follow-up reports get developed, we are going to see greater interest in focusing on the interface between engineering and society as an important part of the debate. So thank you again.
Okay, thank you.